like our customers to not only purchase domains, but actually use those domains as well. And we know that that attach rates are much higher if they're able to attach right in the purchase path. Would you still say that from a best practice perspective, we should leave this open or not include it in?
So maybe if I explain a scenario that will help broaden the discussion. So one of the ideas is, you know, at the registry, if we get a create and then there are 5 days pass or 2 days pass or something, while the RNV or DNV is occurring, those are 2 to 5 days that someone else can't register that domain name. So the domain's being basically held up. We wouldn't want to have to set aside a large volume of domain names while these checks are occurring if other registrants are interested in them. And taking this, you know, a couple steps down the process, in general, for at least at Donuts with Donuts TLDs, you know, the most volume we see is during the first hour of GA, and then in the first 30 days of GA, and then we kind of have steady state, and we generally see 2 to 5 domain names per customer. So the point there is, there's really only a race to get domain names in the very beginning. And in that case, most registrars do pre-orders, so they have an opportunity for that RNV and DNV to occur before they request registration. And then the second... I forgot the second point. Sorry, I've only had one cup of coffee. It'll come back to me. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Elaine.
This is Roger. Elaine, so you're suggesting possibly a path of DNV, RNV, pre-check so that when GA goes, they have, you know, they have a valid and they can move on with their purchase.
Exactly, yeah. And we've already discussed that there's a wait list where, you know, this has already been done and you've got contact IDs that indicate that. So... I would hate to hold back or have a name held up for 5 days where then it's deleted in AGP and no one earns any money while an RNV or DNV is taking place, especially if it could be done beforehand. So now I've remembered my second point, which is that most of our customers have 2 to 5 domain names and they don't get them all at the same time. So once we've got a contact ID that's been verified, and it's got to be the same for our registrars, that person's been whitelisted. So for me, the lost opportunity of having domain names tied up for 5 days is more costly than having some customers not be able to get that domain registration live immediately while they're waiting.
Okay, maybe I can explain something. We do DMV and RMV after the domain has been registered. That means the domain cannot be registered by other registrant during the DMV and RMV period. So, I think it's very fine. That's fine. No one will lose their domain names during the DNV and RV. So that's the first point. And second, actually we have speed up our DNV and RV time since we have to do that for more than 6 years. So actually now, about 95% domain names pass DNV in just maybe 5 seconds. Yes, it's very quickly. And only a few domain names need to be audit by human maybe need one day at large. And also, maybe 60 or 70% of domains pass RV without human. We can scan the picture of their ID and take the numbers out, use our technical system and to check the ID and check the number if it's correct. So I think 5 days is just for the longest longest chance, or maybe normally the RV will pass in 1 or 2 days. Yes, that's the second. And also, you mentioned if a register several or maybe more than hundreds of domain names. Actually, in China, a lot of registrants will do RNV first before they register a domain name. They will have a whitelist contact ID at first, and then they can register any domain name without RNV. So just register it, pass DNV, okay, then they can use it. I think this kind of model can be used on the other TLDs. If the registrant has a contact ID at a registrar, and the contact ID has been passed to RNV, so if they use this IDs to register a new gTLD domain name, it's no need to do RNV again. Hope I can explain something for you.
Yes, so thank you for that. So that's really great news to hear that most of the checks are within seconds. So that alleviates one of the concerns that a name is held up for 4 or 5 days and then dropped in AGP and no one gets paid for it. And other customers didn't have the opportunity to get that domain name. So I would be really interested to hear, since this is already taking place, what sort of volume or what's the percentage of names that are deleted in AGP because of RNV or DNV. And I don't know if C and Nick has the same excess AGP. Sorry if I'm throwing around too many acronyms. But so new gTLD registries have a requirement, and probably the old ones too, that if a registrar has too many add grace period deletes, we actually have to charge the registrar for those excess. So it's either, you know, 10, if you have more than 10% or 50 or more names if it's under some number. So that there's a concern there too that we would not have to, wouldn't want to have to keep charging our registrars for names that got deleted just because they've had too high of a percentage of deletions.
Sorry to interrupt, but we have reached our time. It's a great question. It's one that we should pose to the list on, you know, what is that add grace period percentile, and do these count toward it or not? That would be good information to have. Jody, is there anything that you want to finish with?
Yeah, I would encourage us to discuss this over our mailing list. One of the things I wanted to follow up on is just a real quick point. It sounded like Elaine was assuming that if a domain doesn't pass RNV, it needs to be deleted. And I don't think that's the case, and I'm not sure if I'm reading into what Elaine is saying. But we can discuss this over the mailing list. And then I would encourage everyone to meet. I'll send out a meeting invite for the next meeting, which should be next week or the week after.
Perfect. And we'll get this draft updated and sent out prior to that meeting, Jody.
Yes. Yes, we will.
Okay. We'll call that a good start to the morning. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.